Well, this week, Mr. President again reiterated his call for peaceful conduct during the elections, and he stressed the point about every stakeholder placing great emphasis on national unity and stability. And this was against the background of certain developments after the presidential and national assembly elections in the lead-up to the gubernatorial and state house of assembly elections. Take a state like Rivers, where there has been a lot of exchange of hate speech. Take a state like Lagos, where there has also been a lot of ethnic sentiment, affecting Igbos living in Lagos, and also the attempt to intimidate certain public officials. So the president felt the need to again call on the people to realize that what was achieved during the presidential and national assembly elections is an achievement that has to be sustained, and that peace is important, and again, that the international community is watchful. So this is the import of the message, and of course, the security agencies, again, have reassured Nigerians that they are up to the task and that the elections will go smoothly.
Now, as the commander-in-chief, what is his message to these security agencies to ensure that prospective voters are protected and the territorial integrity of Nigeria is maintained?
Well, the security agencies have their jobs cut out for them. They already put up a good performance during the presidential and national assembly elections, and we have no reason to doubt they will succeed in maintaining the peace. And as for the areas where there is insurgency, the defense headquarters already made it clear that they are in the last phase of the operation. All the territories previously taken by terrorists have been recovered. And you can see that in the northeast, there were, elections took place, voting took place peacefully in virtually every local government. You expect that to happen.
The president has been getting a lot of accolades from both local leaders and the international community for ensuring and not interfering in the work of INEC to administer credible elections and for conceding defeat during the presidential election. Is this the legacy the president wants to leave?
Certainly, yes. And he himself referred to it in the second paragraph of the statement he made after conceding to General Buhari. He said he promised Nigerians free and fair elections. And everyone has admitted that all the elections conducted under his watch have been free and fair. We have had a president who does not interfere in the outcome of elections, who allows the democratic space to accommodate and allow the people's free choice. And in that second paragraph, he made it very clear that that is the legacy that he would like to see endure, because it's a major thing that has happened in Nigerian democracy. He has succeeded in consolidating, in strengthening Nigerian democracy, and in strengthening the institutions. And it is instructive that people have been referring to the fact that he strengthened the electoral reform process. He appointed all the officials, the INEC chairman, the commissioners who conducted the elections, and yet he did not interfere. It did not influence the outcome. The Electoral Commission has remained independent, and then he lost in an election conducted by his own officials and by institutions that he himself built. And he immediately considered and said, this is good for our democracy. And I think that that is indeed very noble. It's a good lesson for all Nigerians. And in fact, it's not just President Jonathan that is being celebrated. All Nigerians have been celebrated for having been able to witness this moment where, through quality leadership, democracy appears very strong and has been strengthened and has been consolidated. And his hope, his own expectation, is that his successor will continue with this tradition and that this legacy will endure.
The president has been meeting some prominent members in society among ahead of his handing over peacefully to the incoming administration. What has been the message to these leaders as he meets them?
So the emphasis is on smooth transition. And already he and General Buhari, they've held at least one meeting. That was last week, Friday. And I think it's also very good that both leaders, President Jonathan and General Buhari, the president-elect, have been providing the leadership that is necessary at this particular moment. And that sends a strong message to all their followers that Nigeria is more important. And I think that that is, the key message at this time, that our country is more important than any individual ambition. And that as Nigerians, we all have a responsibility to continue to take this country forward. And Nigerians themselves are excited by the fact that in these elections, the power, the influence, the supremacy of the voter has been very well advertised. And you see the average Nigerian saying, look, even if General Buhari's government takes office and power and it does not perform, the voters will again in the future use their votes, to make a very strong statement. So voter confidence is at an all-time high, and I think that that is very good for democracy in Nigeria.